You're listening to Tim Talks, Taking Interest in Ministry, a conversation between two great friends with over 70 years ministry between them. Ministering on opposite sides of the border, Dr. Al Stone pastors the Bible Baptist Church in St. Thomas, Ontario, Canada, while Pastor Dan Wolven pastors the North Columbus Baptist Church in Columbus, Ohio. Listen now as Al and Dan review and relate their experiences in hope of helping others who are taking an interest in ministry. Now, here is Tim Talks.
Welcome to Tim Talks. Oh, that was so good. That was good. That was enjoyable. Brother Wolven, this week, let's talk about some enjoyable things about the ministry. Last week, we talked about some difficulties and hardships that you face, you know, in the heat of the battle. Let's talk about some of the good
That's
and rewarding
great.
Things.
Great idea.
Good and rewarding things. What are some things in your pastorate that have just brought a joy to your life?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I got nothing. I got nothing at all.
That's a good idea.
Give me one. Just throw one out there. Give me something good, something happy, something blessing. Just throw it. I'm sure you got a ton of them, a lot of good things.
Oh, many. Okay. Yes. There's multiple blessings.
Okay. Just give me one. Just throw it out there. Okay, thank you.
This has been Tim Talks.
I got nothing. I got a gazillion.
I'll tell you the greatest thing is either leading somebody to Christ or being the one who has that blessed opportunity to be preaching when somebody comes forward and accepts Christ. There's nothing like that. There's nothing in the world that can compare.
I think that's as close as a man gets to giving birth. That new life experience, that born again experience of someone's life, oh, that is so energizing. And I know that for a lot of guys, that's getting, you know, harder and harder sometimes to see. I just had an experience where I preached and a teenager got saved. Oh man,
amen.
That is so awesome. Those days are great days. Give me another one. Give me another great experience of pastoring for you.
Well, I mean, it'd have to be, you know, counseling. Nobody else knows the people that we've dealt with. And whenever you see the benefits, the blessing, you see a marriage that's strengthened, or you see somebody who is dealing with some kind of a habit, you know, getting that consistent victory in their life. And whenever you see that strengthening, wow, what a thrill that is. You know, I'm the kind of individual that I do not look over our congregation and remember. Before I'm sitting on the platform getting ready to preach, I don't sit and look at the platform and say, oh, yeah, I helped them with this, and I remember about that, and they came to me about this problem. I mean, I just don't remember those things. Yes, if I made myself remember, I certainly would. But they're not on the forefront of my mind. Or if they've said something or done something, you know, that seemed to be hurtful to me, you know, God's really blessed me with it. It doesn't matter. There are times whenever somebody will say something like, Pastor, remember 8 years ago as we were dealing with such and such, and it's really basically non-existent in my life anymore. And I'll be thinking, oh, yeah. Oh, that's awesome. So that is a tremendous blessing, is whenever you see somebody changed by the word.
I think one of the greatest things for me is to see when a small child has received Christ and they go through the church, through those teenage years, maybe off to college, and they come back and establish themselves in the church. They have a family. Their children are born.
Amen.
When you see that cycle, that whole
Amen.
Cycle, especially if you see that child born in your church, that is such an encouraging thing. Just to see people have longevity and a stick-to-itiveness, that to me is one of the greatest joys of ministry. And those people are often the people that give you very little trouble. Because they love you, you've been a part of their lives, you're almost that father or grandfather figure in their lives. That is such an encouraging thing. And then when you've led someone to Christ and they lead someone to Christ, that to me is awesome, awesome.
You know, whenever you're talking about people like that, we don't have a lot of interaction with them, do we? The ones that are not begging for attention, the ones that are not continually having issues, they're just faithful. They're a blessing, yeah. And you can look back and go, they've been coming for 4 years, and we've never really gotten together and hung out, or yeah. You know, it's just
yeah.
Whenever you think of that, of you know, many of the folks that are such a blessing to us, and we stop and go, they've come a long time, and they've just been dependable, faithful right. people. How can you think of anything that's more of a blessing?
Yeah. I've got a couple in our church. They actually came the year before I did. So they've been here 31 years. Mm. I have never had to do any counseling with them. I have never had to really deal with any serious problems with them. They've just come and been faithful. They come, they volunteer at our ministry every day
Amen.
Since they've been retired. They're just awesome people,
Amen.
And they're such a blessing. And I do, I try to take note of those things, Brother Dan, and I try to go to people and say, you know what, I just want you to know, we may not spend a lot of time together, but man, I love
yes.
you, and I appreciate
yes.
you, and you're in my heart, and you're in my prayers, and I thank God for you. Even that's enough sometimes for people, just to know that you're, you know, you do know them and you're thinking of them. And some of the sweetest people I have in my church are people that come Sunday morning only. They're not there Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. They have health issues. They're mm-hmm. shut in. They're whatever. And they adore the church and they love the pastor. And we don't see them often. Maybe that's why they do, because we don't spend a lot of time with them. I think there's something to that. But yeah, it's just sadly. I think one of my greatest joys in pastoring too is, as you've alluded to, when you preach and you see the Holy Spirit move in people's lives, they may not necessarily come forward, but when you see them getting it, their eyes let you know they're getting that message. That, to me, is an awesome part of pastoring and seeing people grow spiritually.
Well, on that line, that's one of the evidences that helps confirm in our own heart, and it's such a joy and a blessing, because every one of us know that it is not something because of us. It's because we've been gifted by God. And, you know, even being a pastor is a gift to the church. And so, you know, whenever we're able to use those gifts, the spiritual gifts that we've been given, it always does cause joy. And there are times that maybe we have to preach a very tough sermon. Maybe, you know, right where the rubber meets the road, but when we know, I mean, we know that we're led of God to study it. We have approached it in the right spirit. People may say you've been mean, you've been hateful, but you know in your heart we're going to stand before the Lord, and it was not animosity, it was not antagonism, it was not trying to get our licks in and try to tell this person such and such. But we know it's of the Lord, regardless of the response. Man, that's a thrill. You know, even if nobody yeah. came forward, it was a thrill to deliver that message and to know that God was in it. And, of course, there's some sermons that people are going to remember. They may not have come forward, but they'll remember because God really did a work in our heart.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the absolute greatest joys of pastoring for me is when small children come up and say, I love you, Pastor, or they you know, hug you around the legs, or they give you a picture they have drawn or a card they've made, and they give that to me. I have a folder, a large folder,
yeah.
folder of cards and letters from little children that I put their name and the date on it that one day I'm going to put out in display and they can see them. I absolutely adore that. And I'll say to people, this is why I continue to pastor when I've had a rough day. This is why I go on in rough situations, because you're making an impact in a child's life. That to me is a great
blessing. Well, those little kids, that kindergartners that come and hug you around the leg, they it's neat whenever they stoop down and hug me around the neck.
I know. When they pick you up and hold you in the air and say, Pastor, I love you, and spin you around. And you read my mind, my man. You read my mind. Oh, man. And then there's those other kids. Well, that was in last week's podcast. The demons of hell that come to your church that are under the age of 7. It's a different story. I think one of the greatest joys of pastoring for me is knowing that you've made an impression in a community. When I can walk, and I have a smaller community, so it's a little bit easier, but when I can walk down the street and I hardly go, you know, 3 blocks and I see somebody, hey, Pastor, or I go to Walmart, hey, Pastor Stone, and they'll talk about having come to church or coming to church.
Amen.
Or that association. That to me is just.
Amen.
I love that. Give me another.
It has happened here, but especially in Cleveland, because of the longevity of Cleveland, when we were running yes. church buses, it was very common that we would be bringing children to church, and as we visit, the parents would say, I used to come to church on that mm-hmm. bus, and I love yes. sending my kids to church. And of course, you try to get them, well, why don't you just jump on? We miss you too. And every once in a while, you know, I've been thinking about that. I really need to come back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be a great example for your kids, you know. And so, yeah. You know, that's a blessing. Whenever there are people that if you just drove by them, you'd think they're lost and they need Christ. But there's been an impact from the church on the community in that respect, that it isn't just, oh, yeah, we got a basket from you guys, but whenever it's yeah, you really helped me.
Mm-hmm. I think another great aspect of pastoring for me, too, is being able to go on a hospital call and pray with somebody before they have surgery and know that you have brought a peace and a contentment to their lives. I had a neighbor who was dying of cancer, went in, was able to lead her to Christ.
Amen.
And went in the next day, and her husband said, I don't know what you said to her. And I thought, oh boy, here we go, because they weren't Christians at all. I don't know what you said to her. And I thought, here we go. And he said, but you changed her life
Amen.
In an amazing way. Please tell me what you did for my wife. And so I was able to share the gospel with him. He didn't get saved, but his kids got saved. And she passed away and had a part in that funeral. That's another great experience as a pastor, being able to lay to rest that body of somebody who knew Christ, knowing that we're going to see them again. Those are really great things that we get to be a part of in ministering.
Amen. Amen. That is right.
We've got about 3 minutes. Give me one more, and then I'll give you one. We'll close it out.
I think one of the things that is a blessing for longevity is whenever you see people that are in the ministry, missionaries, assistant pastors, pastors, whenever you see people, Christian school teachers, whatever their capacity may be, and they'll say something kind. You know, you really helped me as a teenager, or,
yeah.
You know, you've always been a good example, or, you know, and not something that you're sort of trying to elicit from them, but something that, you know, they'll send you an email out of the blue, or, you know, they're not even in the area anymore. And, hey, I was just thinking about you and praying for you and thanking God for you. You know, when you cast your bread on the water, you know, many days it's going to return.
Yeah. Yeah. I think probably another aspect of ministry that really blesses me is just, again, to see, you talk about longevity, just to see people come and stay. That's a blessing. But people that not only come and stay, but see the need of the ministry as you see it. That's not everybody in your church.
Right.
But there are people who will come and see and say, Pastor, can I do this? Pastor, can I take care of this? Pastor, here's the money to take care of. And they see it without being asked. I love that about pastoring, when people catch your vision our church, when I said, hey, we need to build a new building, but let's do this Bearing Precious Seed ministry instead. And our church said yes.
Amen.
And got behind that and have now reached half the homes in Canada with the gospel.
Amen.
That's so energizing to me as a pastor that people got it. They saw what I saw from the Lord. That to me is a great, great blessing of pastoring. And I want to encourage you today, if you're just starting on the ministry, look for these things. If you've been there a while and you're having a tough day, go back and read those cards and letters from those kids. I do it regularly. If you are going through those tough spells of people living, look at those people that are staying and faithful. Those things will help you tremendously. I do love pastoring. There have been hard days, but you know what? Everybody has hard days. Doesn't matter what job you have. There are going to be times when it stinks, but there are times when it's awesome. And the times that are awesome far outweigh the times that are tough. Stay at it, guys.
Amen.
Stay at it. And church member, encourage your preacher by doing those things that we talked about church members do. Give us the last word, Brother Wolven.
Well, I suppose you touched on something there that it's not a job, it's a calling. And when we start thinking of it as a career, a job, I think that's whenever we take a step back and we're looking more on a horizontal plane instead of looking up. You know, it's a calling. God called us. What a privilege. Why would God call us? Is there anything in us that would deserve that calling to be put in the ministry? And so if you can keep that aspect about it, Noah was a preacher of righteousness for 120 years. Elijah said, I'm the only one left, because he didn't know about the other thousands that had not bowed the knee. So, it's just, it's a calling, and it's not a job. It is an adventure. It's a spiritual adventure, but what a blessing it is.
I'll tell you, when things really get tough, just put on Tim Talks and listen as two guys share their heart with you about the experiences of ministry, who laugh once in a while and have a good time. This is Tim Talks, and I'm Brother Al Stone.
This is Dan Wolven from Columbus, Ohio. God bless. Thanks so much for listening. Give us some comments. Give us some questions, some things that you would like us to address. We certainly don't have all the answers, but we certainly enjoy talking about it and reflecting on Scripture.
This is Tim Talks. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Tim Talks, Taking Interest in Ministry, with new podcasts added each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. To learn more about your hosts, Dr. Al Stone and Pastor Dan Wolven, you can visit us at timtalks.com. That's TIIM Talks.com.